second half. So, but as it is, Ankiewicz will kick off. Keon Miller back deep for the Pioneers. Miller has yet to really return one. They've either kicked it into the end zone or kicked it short. Let's see what Ankiewicz, I'm sure he'll do another little squib kick here. Don't want to give up any long balls here now that they've got the momentum back. Trailing by eight. And here's the kick. Yeah, it's a squibber. Oh, it's off of an up lineman. We better fall on that. Yep. Pyle's recover. It same thing that happened in the Wheaton game, but in reverse. It hit a Pyle leg, but fortunately it kept rolling behind the Pyle, or you know, back towards us, right, so we could recover it.
So now you got 15 seconds left. What do you do, Don, if you're the Pyle's offense?
Well, I believe Pyle's have two timeouts left. I say we go deep to Eichstad. Or just try, you know, try air one out deep, or at least try to get a 15, 20 yarder here. Because I think, again, with an 8-point lead, they may have enough time to set up Jacob Laurent for a field goal here. And an 11-point lead is certainly a lot nicer than an 8-point lead, especially knowing that Carthage is going to. Oh! So another break for the Pios with the. There was offsides in the kickoff. I'm surprised that's not a dead ball foul. But I guess in the essence of time, they just add the yardage. So Pyle's now have great field position here. Well, maybe not so great. Now they got to mark it off first. Okay. So they're marking it off from the Pyle 41 to the Pyle 46. So Raby and company take over. Trips left, single receiver right. You have 15 seconds left. Johnson on Raby's right here. Let's see what the Pyles dial up. Here's the snap. Raby looks. He's got Johnson underneath. Get out of bounds. He got first down yardage and gets out of bounds with 9 seconds left. They mark him out at the 41 of Carthage. So if you've got time for a quick play for a 10 or 15 yarder, I think you might have a good field goal position for Laurent.
You might see him out working on that record today. If he gets a 40 yarder, he could probably boot that in.
Yeah. So trips left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. Johnson on Raby's right here. Time for one quick play. See if they can get off a set up a field goal. Here's a snap. Raby looks down the middle. Now he's in trouble. He gets sacked. And that should do it for the half. A great way to end the half for Carthage there.
Yes. They got the momentum, and they get the ball when they come back out.
They sure do. And
so. Well,
Jeremy Rowlett and Oliver Cox, the two DNs combined on that sack of Raby. So we got an interesting game, Johnny, more interesting than we wanted, but at least the Pyles are in the lead here, 21-13 over Carthage.
Hats off to Carthage.
For the half. So we're going to take a one-minute break or longer. Actually, let's do station identification, then take a long break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everybody, to Civic Media's live coverage of Carroll University Pioneer Football. I'm Johnny Watermelon with my friend Don Brown, and we're in Kenosha at Carthage College, the Firebirds versus the Pioneers. I'll tell you what, this has turned out to be a very good game. It just went into halftime, and we're at 21-12 with the Pioneers up. But
20-13, actually.
I'm sorry, 13.
No worries.
The mojo, quite frankly, Don, has kind of switched a little bit, kind of rolls over to the Carthage folks.
It sure has, Johnny, yeah. So, and again, it's Still some sunlight left here. Not that it's going dark, but just there's more cloud cover here. But still a beautiful day here at Art Keller Field here at Carthage College. And, you know, after a really tough loss where they took a real beating from Wheaton, the hope was here for our Pioneers to just come out flying. And they certainly did. You know, two touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yeah, it looked like they were ready to just put the medal down anytime.
And then a third one in the second after in response to the first Carthage College. It took three or four plays for the Pios to score. It was a very impressive drive. And some Carroll mishaps on special teams are a big reason why Carthage is still in this game. And, you know, even though the fumble on the snap by Marcus Johnson, our defense held, more importantly, we blew a great opportunity, thanks so much, in the first half to maybe pull ahead a little there with great field position. Then, of course, on the high snap for Streveler that he couldn't get a punt off there, again, with less than 2 minutes left, you give the home team excellent field position.
I know.
You're begging them to score. And hats off to that. There's a couple great weapons there in Carthage, and you got to give them due. Jackson Westmoreland with two touchdowns, the sophomore from Westville, Indiana. And Jordan Wiles, the senior from Rolling Meadows, you know, he had a couple big plays there, and we haven't seen the rest of him. You know what I mean? We're going to see more from him.
Sure.
And, you know, Bryce Frank's been running the ball well, and he's been also very useful as a receiver. They line him up in a flanker spot. And, you know, also just Bryce Lowe showing a lot of poise and leadership. He hasn't really made any mistakes except early on there was a bad snap that he muffed on a short yardage play that, or at least, like a second and five that then became third and 13. But he bounced back with a beautiful out pattern that was near first down yardage. And so he shows a lot of resiliency here. He doesn't necessarily have the tools that Raby has, but he's got that toughness and that poise that we've seen in a lot of these CCIW quarterbacks this season.
And he's connecting on a lot of those underneath passes, Don. I mean, like you said, he has great poise. Those receivers are open just enough. And when they get the ball, they have an opportunity to get a little run after the catch. So they're looking good. Carthage is actually looking pretty good.
Sure.
And there's been a couple of mishaps, like you said, on the Pios part. And there's also been, let's mention this, there's also been a couple of mishaps on the Carthage part that if they would have turned into something positive and they wouldn't have muffed it or dropped a pass, this thing could be a lot different.
So, Johnny,
this could be, 21-21.
Yeah, I owe you an apology because you were right. It is 21-12. I thought they made the extra point on the first touchdown.
That's what I did, too. I was kind of looking at the scoreboard and something's a little wackadoodle there.
But that's it. I got the halftime report here, so it is a two-score game still.
Well, I did something right.
That explains your
That's why I said it that way.
Yeah, but I was like, I thought that
I've been looking
that
at that.
Point.
I know. I looked at it too, and it's like, something's not jiving.
It's all that partying we did back in our bartending days in the 70s and 80s, Johnny.
Certainly wasn't me this week. I was so sad.
That's right.
But anyway.
So you got a better excuse than me. You're coming back from injured reserve.
Yeah.
So let's look at, let's see. So first downs, Carthage has 12, Carroll has 7. Rushing yards. Carthage, 13 carries for 46 yards. Carroll, 13 for 24 yards. I thought that would be higher. Passing yards, a big stat here. Well, actually, let me see here. No, I got it the other way around. Carroll's got 21. Yes, that's right. So Carroll has 46 rushing yards. Carthage is only 24. That makes sense. Carroll has 155 passing yards to Carthage's 104. Passing attempts, Raby's 14 for 17, great numbers. But his counterpart there, Bryce Lowe, is 17 for 21. Total offensive plays and yards, Carroll has 30 for 201 yards. Carthage has 34 for 128 yards. Fumble yards, Carthage fumbled but recovered, but it was a 5-yard loss. Punt return yards, Carroll has 1 for 15 yards. Carthage has 2 for 5. Kickoff return yards, Carroll has 1 for 14. Carthage has 3 for 39. So the numbers show a closely matched game. Carthage actually leads the time of possession 16-30 to over 13-30. And then you look at our Passing yards, Raby, again, 14 for 17 for 155 yards. His longest was a 28. He was sacked once. Bryce Lowe, 17 for 21 for 104 yards. Two TD passes. And his longest was a 22, and he was also sacked once. So, again, a very, very closely knit game. Austin Eichstadt already has 106 yards, 9 for 9. 23 yards after catch, big stat. Two TDs for Eichstadt. And his longest was a 28-yarder. The third touchdown we haven't talked about was that, it was actually the second touchdown, was that one-yard sneak by Raby off the snap. So another rushing touchdown for Josh Raby. So, again, all the numbers line up pretty nicely here. Tackles, Will Campbell has four unassisted, two assisted, six total. Chris DeVito has three unassisted, six assisted, nine tackles. Damon Loker's next with four tackles. Jim Clem with three and Steven Lazarus with three. Jalik Burns has four for Carthage. Amory Hill has three for Carthage. And Chris Gutierrez Jr. has three. So, but again, the biggest, the sore thumb here, the weak link for the Pios, interestingly enough, is their special teams, which has been especially the punting and punt return. So, again, a bad punt at the beginning.
Yep.
And ultimately did not hurt us. A fumbled snap, which hurt us to the extent of the missed opportunity to score, to move the ball downfield with great field position. And then, of course, the real killer was that high snap that Streveler was able to at least put a finger on and bring it down. That was on its way to the end zone, the way that the trajectory and the speed on that ball.
Yeah.
So, but Carthage was able to bring it in. So, but fortunately for us, again, because of some of Carthage's mishaps, including a missed extra point, it is still a two-score game, 21-12. Carthage does have the ball to start the half, so it'll be interesting to see what Coach Pfeffer and Coach what his defense will do in response to this. We'd like to really make a big statement here in this opening drive, kind of like what they did against North Park, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, like you had mentioned before, you know, there's a series of errors going on here on both sides that if there was a little bit of a change,
yep,
we would have a completely different dynamic going on here. It but
sure
the Pios are in good shape, yep, man.
Yeah, they, you know, sure are.
They have a lead, okay?
Yep.
And Carthage is, you know, they're not going to lay down. They're going to come out a little fired up.
Yeah.
They're tired of getting their black eye, black, you know, bloody lip and that sort
yeah
of thing.
I mean,
but you know, there's going to be some payment coming back here, okay? Buddha's going to tighten this thing up. They're going to get a little
yeah
they're going to get a little more efficient and effective. There's not going to be these errors that I think we've seen in the first half. And I would
that's
expect it to still be a higher scoring game. I think it can be, and I think it's going to be definitely a win for the Pios.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm calling,
and,
dude.
And it's one thing special about these rivalry games, Johnny, is that no one bothered to tell Carthage they're a 1-6 team, and if they had, they're ignoring because their offense has done a great job here, and defense has had some big moments here against our Pios, and so they're doing their job on their end. I think it's up to our Pios to clean up some of the mistakes, especially on special teams.
Right.
And so, really start to exploit wherever there's weaknesses here in Carthage.
Carthage is definitely playing above their resume.
You
know, they're playing some good ball. Like I said, if they went ahead a couple of those muffed plays, this thing could be all tied up. So
it sure could. It sure could. So.
You know, but I think there's going to be some cleanup on the Pios part, and we're going to have a hell of a second
that
half.
Sounds good. So we're going to take a 1 minute break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have more of the halftime report here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Civic Media's live coverage of Carroll University Pioneers football. I'm Johnny Watermelon with my friend Don Brown, and we're in Kenosha, Wisconsin at Carthage College to watch the Firebirds face off with the Pioneers at Art Kelly Field. You're listening to WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM, and you can also find all your good local sports on our Civic Media app. So if you're looking for a radio station that has some good local sports coverage, please check out our Civic Media app. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the records that are emerging and could possibly be broken here anytime soon. So the career kick return yards, the senior wide receiver Keon Miller has made a name for himself on special teams, you know, during his career here. And with 1,620 career kick yard returns, Miller is just 12 yards shy of the school's career record. So that's a big thing there, and I would imagine that's going to get popped today if it hasn't already happened. So the single-season receiving yards with three games left to play this season, senior wide receiver Austin Eckstead still has a chance to break Carroll's single-season record for receiving yards. With 740 yards on the year, Eckstead ranks 13th in all of Division III with 107.1 receiving yards per game. That's a lot. Okay, and Eckstead looks really good today. So him and Raby are on the same page. There's been a couple of mishaps, but not many. So those two guys are really playing a good catch and pass and catch. The school record, by the way, was 1,266, was set by Kevin Jennings in 2015. The single-season passing yards of 2,495 yards, senior, you know, Raby has been the architect of what Don likes to call pioneer aviation. So he really is the guy that's putting this all together, compiling up to 1,847 yards passing through seven games. With three games still to play, you know, Raby needs less than 650 yards to break a 22-year-old mark set by Brad Dement in 2001. So that's a big one there, too. And the single-season touchdown passes of 27. Raby's also within another season of school record here, as his 17 touchdown passes this season rank just outside Carroll's top five. And he is only 10 shy of the school mark. Now, he's got three today, so that actually brings it down to seven. Chris Kalipal holds the record, which was set in 94. 29 years ago, so that's been a long-standing record. So a lot of good things going on there, a lot of positive stuff, some things on the records that are emerging to be broken here soon. So we've got a lot of exciting football coming back here on the second half. Like I said, I'm excited to see some of these things with Raby and Eggstead really connecting on some great balls. We're at 21 with the Pioneers and 12 with the Firebirds. So when we come back, they're going to have the ball. The Pioneers will be kicking off to the Firebirds. And it's just a beautiful day down here in Kenosha on the lake, and we just are very excited to take another look at the second half here.
Yeah, Johnny, we hope to have a different outcome, and we're glad that we went into the locker room leading, but we'd like to just see some more offense and start to run away from this a little bit more and make it not as close as we've seen. And again, with some of the mishaps we made in special teams, it's fortunate that the game is not closer. But Pios are now coming out of the locker room looking pretty focused. And I'm sure Coach Buda had plenty to say. I mean, there was definitely some great moments on offense, some great passing, some decent runs by the freshman Marcus Johnson. And Johnny, I'm surprised. You know, Coach Buda usually rotates a couple different running backs in there, but it was all Marcus Johnson in the first half. So they're really putting a lot on this freshman. They had him returning punts, which the first one was a nice, I think it was a 14-yard return. Second one, he probably should have called a fair catch, and but either way, he muffed it. And that, you know.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking for the young man to have that happen.
It sure is, yeah. And
you just feel that mojo changing, you know, when something like that happens.
And the good news is we're glad to see J.R. Muth back in the lineup for the Pioneers. And his brother Sammy's still getting a lot of playing time. Sammy was filling in his absence along with Keon Miller. And Eichstad having another career game with two touchdowns, over 104 yards, about 25 yards after catch. So he's doing all the things, and they're taking advantage of that soft coverage. They're not giving up anything deep to Eichstätt when they can help it. And so we've been able to get a lot of positive gains on first and second down with those quick passes to Eichstätt. But, again, I want to see Raby use the rest of that receiving core and the talents. I don't think there's been any passes to our tight ends today, and those guys are effective when they touch the ball. Hancock did have one pass,
right,
for 5 or 6 yard gain. And I know Josh Hill drew an off a holding call that was really negated, a pick six. A pick six and would never have happened if the guy didn't molest him. Isaiah Bird, yeah.
He mugged him.
Yeah.
It was just obvious.
It was a very similar play while you were out last week against Wheaton where I believe it was Hill. It was either Hill or Eichstätt were mauled on and the ref was right there. And it was on the Carroll sideline, and they didn't call it, and that was unfortunate because that should have been a first down, and it was one of the factors I think that didn't help for Pioneers. And
right,
you know, sometimes the ranked teams get better calls.
You know, one thing I'd like to see here in the second half, Don, is these some kind of change in the defense for these underneath passes.
Yeah,
because they certainly have been very, very effective against the Pioneers today. They have just not really had a great answer for that.
Right.
And that's not to take anything away from the Firebirds. They're making these passes.
Yeah.
They're executing these. I don't know. What do you do? What do you think?
Well, the good news is for the Pio defense is they've held the opponent to 12 points in the first. I mean, that's a good stat, although Carthage's average points a game are like less than 14. So maybe that's a negative. But I think they're – they're doing their job considering what the offense has been able to do on certain drives and also what the special teams has been done. It's kind of like they're playing against you. Not intentionally, of course, but I would like to see us put more pressure on Bryce
like
Lowe
and
force him to make some quicker plays. Yeah, just putting some more pressure on him.
Yeah, because he's not under pressure.
Him. Yeah, because he does have time back there, and he's made some plays running out of the pocket, when the pocket collapses, he's done a good job with that, and so it would be a nice scenario for us to maybe limit that time he has back there. We've certainly got the horses on in our secondary and our linebacking crew to make some interesting things happen. This is a big Carthage line, though. You got your left tackles 275 pounds, your left guard 305. Your center is 305 pounds. Your right guard is 280. And your right tackle is 275 pounds. So there's some pretty good size on that Carthage O-line.
Yeah, that's what I was mentioning before.
Compared to our defense and our two ends, our 230 and 235 pounds respectively between Martinez and Lazarus. Montes and Nelson stack up a little better at 275 and 260. And Braden Bolt's 285 when he comes in. Clayton Huber's 265. So, I just think we got to figure out a way to use our speed on defense to put some pressure on Mr. Bryce Lowe.
I think you're right, dude. I think they gotta send somebody with a little more aggression there on those ends or do some kind of a safety blitz or linebacker or something.
That's it.
But once again, like I say occasionally, that's why we're up here. And they're down there.
Absolutely. So we're ready to start the second half. Our time, it's 2:23 p.m. And Laurent will kick off. The two freshmen, Bird and Jackson, back to receive for the Carthaginians. Isaiah Bird from Houston, Texas. And a gentleman named Earl Jackson, whereabouts unknown. D-Day Jackson, we'll call him. Jacob Laurent, who grew up in this area, went to Indian Trail High School. And great accommodations here in the press box. Again, we have our own room. This one, we have an open window, which is great. And we're ready to go. Oh, here's the kick from Laurent. Oh, it's a squibber. Oh, it's off of the back. And it's recovered by Carthage.
God.
Carroll had a great chance to fall on that, but they couldn't scoop it up. I think that was number 82 of the Pios who had a grasp on that. Zach Johnson, but couldn't reel it in, so.
Runner downs the kick.
Carthage with great field position at the Carroll 48-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end wing left. Bryce Frank on Bryce Lowe's left. First and 10. Here's the snap. It's going to Frank up the middle. He's got decent yardage, but finally pulled down. They're going to call that. It looks like a 5-yard gain to the 43 of the Pios.
What is going on with this kicking game, Don?
I don't know. I think that was a design play. I think they were trying to get the onside kick there. 14-36 and counting in the third quarter here. Pios hanging on to a 21-12 lead. And, again, it's starting out very positively for Carthage in great field position. Second and 5 situation here. Twins right, single receiver left. He's looking deep, low. He's looking for a guy, and it's, oh! Almost intercepted there by Jake Binkowski.
It's a little long.
He was going for Jordan Wiles, who had the inside position there, but it was a little long, and Binkowski couldn't get deep enough. If he hadn't committed so early, if he kept running back, I don't know if Binkowski has any baseball experience, but that might have helped him. That should have been the equivalent of a punt for the Pios there. So big third and 5. The pyramid trips right. Frank on Lowe's right. Fakes a handoff on the snap. Quick one over the middle. He's got a guy. It's caught. Oh, he breaks one tackle. He's at the 30 and the 25 and goes out of bounds before the Drake can do anything to him. That's Argent Ismael from Kenosha Indian Trail. That might be his first catch for the game. And it is, and a big pickup there.
It is. He was really wheeling when he came across the middle. There was no chance to catch him.
Came underneath coverage there from that triangle pyramid formation. Normal trips right here. No receivers left. Tight end wing right. Bryce Frank on Bryce Lowe's right. Here's a snap. He gives it to Frank. Oh, he's met in the backfield.
Nowhere to go.
By a swarm of Pios. It was that step right, take the snap, and go left. And there's a flag after the play. Oh, this may not go well.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much taunting.
Excessive celebration or something.
Yeah. But that hurts. Because you had Tim Nelson on that.
Got to stop giving these guys breaks here.
Let's see what the call is here.
After the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 93 on the defense.
It's going to go against Tim Nelson, the junior from Racine Lutheran. And of course, Nelson's going to come out, and I'm sure Coach Pfeffer and Coach Buda have some choice words for him. Yeah, they really needed that play. And
I got to tell you, Don, I saw what he did, and it didn't look that excessive to me, dude.
But still, you're playing on the other team's turf here, you know. Let the play stand for itself. Big tackle for loss. Instead turns into a first down at the 18. Twins right, single receiver left. Here's a snap. It's an underneath play to number 26. He pops over. He's at the 2-yard line there. That's Mark Hunter, the sophomore from Lake Villa, Illinois. One of his first looks of the game. So now it's first and goal at the 2, and you know, it was like in the Augustana game, 3 personal fouls or unsportsmanlike conducts. And, you know, you're only up by 9. And a positive play turns into a calamity. Twins right. Tailback on Lowe's right. That's Mark Hunter. No receivers left. Tight end wing left. Snap. It's a quick pass into the corner. Incomplete. Going for Jordan Wiles there. Very elaborate play. I thought it was originally was going to the split end cutting in, but they're trying to get the flanker wild going right on, like a. But it was a little too long there, thankfully. So second and goal. Time remaining is 12:40 in the first half, and Carthage looking to get on the board again and make it truly a one-score game, trailing by 9, 21-12. Second and goal, single receiver left. Actually, twin packages both sides. Hunter on Raby's right. So they're going to try. Looks like they're going to try to pass it again. And there he is, looks to his left. Now he's going to try to run it in. He's got it, I think. And he's short. Good call by the ref. He was sliding across the end zone, but he landed, hit the ground first.
Low on the carry.
It is a gain of about one and a half there. So it's the kind of play, again, with the size of that line, Johnny, they could just punch in.
Boy, you'd sure think so.
If Lowe just takes the ball under center.
Brings up third and goal
Third and goal here. 12-12 and counting in the third quarter. Pioneers trying to cling to a 21-12 lead here. Twins left, no receivers right. Hunter on Lowe's right. Quick snap. He gives it to the tailback. And he's
got him.
I don't think he's going anywhere. And the Pios hold a big stand. Will Campbell in there, along with Nick Montes. Hunter gets stopped. And now looks like the field goal unit's in here. So a huge bullet dodged. And as a different kicker here, he's not in the two deeps. It's Eli Schubert from Ala Vista, Virginia.
There's a snap kick. And
it's good. A short kick, but it crosses the upright. So it is a one-score game. A big stand by the Pio defense at the one-yard line.
Boy.
So it's 21-15 in favor of Carroll. But again, momentum is swinging Carthage's way with 9 unanswered points, bringing a 21-7 lead now to 21-15. And a very important series coming up for Arabian Company, Johnny.
Certainly. This is turning into like a little fist fight, Don.
It sure is. And, you know, the first time Carthage scored, Carroll came back with a raging vengeance. 4 or 5 plays, touchdown, took zero time. And you'd almost like to see that, but you'd almost like to see them have a really long, sustaining drive.
Uh-huh.
Keeps the Carthage offense on the sideline.
Uh-huh.
Slows them down a little bit. And even if the Pios just get a field goal here, it's back to a 2-score game, but certainly we want a lot more than that.
Better have their radar up here on this kick.
Absolutely, yep. So Ankiewicz going to kick. Keon Miller back to receive for the Pios. 11:21 remaining in the third quarter. And it's a kick. Looks playable. Miller's going to get it. Oh, he drops it in the end zone, so he's going to just down it. Yep. So the Pios will take over. And I believe is the 25 on the kickoffs. So it's one thing I noticed, Johnny. It's 25 for a touchback and a kickoff. It's 20 and a touchback for a punt. So here comes the Pios. Pios in orange pants, white jersey. Navy stripes around the shoulders. Carthage in all red with their Firebird logo on the helmet. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash. Johnson on Raby's left. It's going to go to Johnson running right. He's got a good hole. He runs up. Positive yardage. All the way to about the 37-yard line. A nice little 8-yard run there.
It was a nice hole by the offensive line. They did
it sure
good
was.
Blocking.
Off tackle. Definitely. So real credit to the line there. Obviously a credit to Coach Ken Ackerman. 11 minutes and counting here on this second and 8 for the Pios. Ball on the right hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Tight end wing left. Johnson on Raby's right, the only tailback to play today so far. Raby gets a snap. He's looking downfield. And there's definite interference.
On.
Yep, the flag comes out. Eichstad gets held again.
Raby's pass intended for move falls.
And the offending Firebird was number 8, Kian Obrew, the sophomore from Mililan, Hawaii, Eleanor Roosevelt High School.
I mean, that was
easy
as
call
obvious,
to make.
Yep. As obvious as you get.
And, you know, it looked like good coverage. If he managed to turn around, he might have been able to make
a
play.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have had done that if he would have turned around, but he didn't. And
easier said than done,
right? Tackled him.
Yep. But Pios will take the first down here at their own 49-yard line. 10:41 remaining in the third quarter. Ball on the right hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's right. Raby gets the snap. He's looking to his right. He's going deep to Josh Hill. Hill makes the catch and bounds. A great
catch
by Josh Hill at the 30-yard line of Carthage. Great coverage there by Jaleek Barnes, but it was one of those comebackers, and Hill got up for it. I think he got both feet in. Ball spot at the 29 of Carthage, so some real positive plays here for the Pios. 10-20 and counting here in the third quarter, 21-15 lead. Tight Twins left, single receiver right, Johnson on Raby's right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Johnson up the middle. He cuts it out left, and he pushes it to the outside. He's got first down yardage. Great play by Johnson. Pushed out of bounds finally there. Almost a penalty there. That was number... I want to say, was that Isaiah Bird? Isaiah Bird on that tackle there. Looked like they had him for a one-yard gain.
Yeah,
and,
but once he busted off to the left, he really...
great stiff arm by Johnson, yeah. Sorry.
He put the wheels going.
He sure did. So first and 10 Pios again at the 18 of Carthage. Single receivers both sides. Tight end wing right. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's a snap. Raby looking to his left. Going downfield.
Oh,
Eichstad incomplete.
Come on.
Might have been some contact there.
You
it was
think?
A high pass.
I mean, he held him around the waist.
Isaiah Bird, you could say, got away with one.
Yes, he did.
It was a high pass, so maybe they thought it wasn't catchable. That's a freshman covering our senior, so it looks like Coach Haas is really investing in his youth here to build something positive. So make that second and 10. Clock stops an incomplete pass, 9:33 remaining. Single receivers both sides, ball on the left hash. Johnson on Raby's right, tight end wing left. Here's the snap. It's going to Johnson on the left. He's got some room, and he pushes forward. Some positive yardage. Maybe about six or seven there.
Johnson on the carry.
You know, for
before
a smaller
Bird
guy,
brought him down, yeah.
He lowered the boom on that defensive end when he came in, so he got the better of that connection.
It sure was. So that was Ludwig with the tackle there, excuse me, for Carthage.
Hurry up offense.
Here we go, big third and five. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash, tight end left, Johnson and Raby's left. And a flag is down. There might have been some offensive movement there with 8:57 remaining. The clock stops. So
unfortunately, I think
costly penalty
right
for the Pios, yep. And they're calling that on J.R. Muth, his first game back from injuries. So Muth's still kind of getting the rust off. But Pios line back up again. So it's about third and 10 here. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing left. Raby gets the snap. He's looking downfield towards the end zone.
Going deep.
He's got J.R. Muth.
Touchdown!
A perfect
right in the corner
to J.R. Muth. Number eight being covered by number eight, Cohen Abreu. And there's nothing Abreu could do about that. Good coverage, but the ball was spot on.
It was.
So the Axeman, as you say, Johnny, splitting through that coverage with 8:51 remaining.
Stacking up the 6 points.
A collective sigh of relief from Pioneer Nation on that touchdown. A 20-yarder, and Jacob Laurent, I imagine he's got a lot of family here. Tyler McLean holding. Oh, it's a
fumble.
Bad muff snap recovered by McLean. So Piles come out of the extra point. Whew. Empty hand. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know.
I could hit his butt or something. That barely left the field. So, again, the special teams woes continues, but, again, we do have this collective sigh of relief. With 8:57 remaining, it's now a 27-15 lead in favor of the Piles. We'll be right back after this quick break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
And they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Art Keller Field, where the Pioneers have just made it a 27-15 lead on a 20-yard pass to J.R. Muth. Jacob Laurent, the Kenosha native, kicking off to the freshman Bird and D-Day Jackson of Carthage. It's another short kick. It's fielded by the upback, big number 80, and he's met by a swarm of Piles there at the 36-yard line. And a little extracurricular activity there.
Getting a little chippy down there.
Colin Durian, the sophomore from Mattawan, Michigan, Kalamazoo Christian High School on that return. Big, sizable tight end. So here comes Bryce Lowe looking to answer back. Now trailing by 12 with 8:46 left. They started the half with a long drive and a field goal, or a 50-yard drive, I should say. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash. Tight end wing right. Frank on Lowe's left. And it's going to go to Frank. He switches to the left. And he's met with a couple piles there. Big number 91 of the piles.
Got a couple
Clayton Huber. Had some help there from Luke Brosig.
Second and eight from the garbage,
the sophomore from DePere. So second and eight. So off the shotgun, the snap to Frank, who takes a step right and goes to his left. But a couple Pioneers were there to shut him down. So now we got Twins right, tight end wing right, empty backfield, single receiver left. Flanker goes in motion, now comes back. That's Wiles. Here's a snap. Lowe looks to his left, one-on-one situation. Going downfield, it's a turnaround, it's caught. First down yardage there, a beautiful little play there. Elliot Miller stops number 21. Not on the two deep. That's Earl Jackson, Earl D-Day Jackson, the freshman on that one. So it's first and 10 at the Carroll 45. Firebirds back at it. Twins left. Single receiver right. Tailback on Lowe's left. Here's a snap. Lowe fakes to his left and goes right. And he's Wiles gets it, but he's tackled for a big loss.
There.
3 yard loss on that. Piles were not buying the fake from Lowe, looking to his left.
Yeah, I think they've seen that play too many times today, Don.
It's just like you said, Johnny. Looking out for those short passes and reacting sooner, anticipating them even. 7:15 and counting in the third quarter. A 27-15 pile lead. It's second and 13 here. Ball in the middle of the field at the 48-yard line. Twins left, single receiver right. Frank on Lowe's left. And it's going to go up the middle there. Actually, that's Earl Jackson. And he's not going anywhere.
No,
he gets about
met
three.
By a swarm of piles.
Met at the original line of scrimmage. So great response by the Pio defense, led by Damon Loker.
Brought down by Campbell and Binkowski.
Will Campbell gets credit for the tackle. Riley Staub also in there. Jake Binkowski also credited with the tackle. So Binkowski and Campbell credit. So great job for the safety anticipating that, coming all the way from his strong safety spot. So big third and 10 play here for the Pios. We got that pyramid trips left. Ball on the left hash, single receiver right. Tailback. It's a quick pass to Wiles, but nowhere. Great stop by the Pios.
Once again, they've seen that pyramid formation too many times today again.
They sure
so
have.
They've come up with an answer for it on those two plays.
Gain of a yard on the play. It's fourth and nine.
So Anthony Pickens, the freshman from Midlothian. So we're seeing a lot of diaper dandies here today. And guess what? No surprise. Carthage has done this before. They're going for it on fourth and 10 here. Twins right, single receiver left. It's Westmoreland on the left. I think they're going to him. Jackson on his left. Now it's another quick
kick,
but it's not a very good one. Let it go, fellas. And it's gonna take a Firebird roll all the way to about the 17 of the pile. So not a bad play there by Bryce Lowe. And thankfully, the Pios decided not to cover that.
Yeah, that could have.
They tried to return that.
Looked like he was thinking about
that. That might have been part of the design. Like he purposely shanked it off the right side of his foot.
Yeah.
But the good news is the Pio defense comes up with a very important stop, leading 27-15. With 5:37 left in the third quarter, and here come the Pio offense. And I think is that Mikey Coleman in the game? Or is that still Marcus Johnson? Looks like different shoes. Single receivers both sides, tight end wing right. Hand up the middle. He's going now, pushing to the outside. I think it's Mikey Coleman. Let's see.
Got about four on that.
Johnson on the carry.
No, it's Marcus Johnson still.
Pushed out of bounds by Bird.
And they're calling it no gain, actually. I thought he had some positive yards too, Johnny.
I thought he did from up here.
They're calling it second and 10. Clock continues to run, 5:18 and counting. Single receiver, no, twins right. Single receiver left. Ball on the left hash here. Johnson on Raby's left. Maybe he gets a snap. He's looking to his left. It's a quick pass here to Johnson out of the backfield. Chris DeVito with another big tackle, but not before Johnson gets about 6 or 7 yards to the 25. So setting up a manageable third and three or four there. It looks like the 28 is the yard to gain for the first down. So Eichstadt all alone on the left side, ball on the left hash, Twins right. J.R. Muth the flanker, Josh Hill the split end. And it looks initially like a pistol formation. Nope, and now Johnson lines up on Raby's left. Receivers tighten it in on the right side, closer to the line. Here's a snap. Fakes, looking downfield. He's got a guy. Oh, he throws behind J.R. Muth. Under some pressure there.
Yeah, Raby just was under too much pressure. He ended up on his backside.
Had to get rid of
there.
It sooner.
Yeah.
I think that was Jeremy Rowlett for the Firebirds putting that pressure on because initially they were looking for Trevor Hancock in the flat, and that was well covered. I would have thought in the left hash, Raby would have rolled that out to the right because he could have even run that.
Yeah, there was a lot of real estate on the other side here.
Yep. But so Wiles back to receive. Streveler gets a good snap this time. It's a shorter punt. Wiles calls a fair catch at the 45 of Carthage, so... So after a big stop from the Carthage defense, the Firebirds will take over with, again, good field position here. And I remember, Johnny, with 4:10 remaining here in the third quarter, something Mike Dick has said is that if you can get your opponents to start their starting field position within the 20, 80% of the time, you're going to win the game. And in this situation, we're giving Carthage great field position. I don't think they've ever had – they've had very few possessions starting from within their own 20. Here's a snap on a Twins left. And he's looking downfield. He's got a guy. And he overshoots. Wiles well covered there. He had Jake Binkowski picking him up. And then A.J. Moore in on that too. Coming from the corner spot. Great coverage there by the Pios. So second and 10. 4:04 remaining. A 27-15 Pio lead. Carthage looking to do something after a big stop against the Pios. Ball in the right hash here, the 45. Twins left, single receiver right. Tailback on Lowe's left. And that's Bryce Frank. Now he moves to the right. Tight end wing left. Here's a snap. Lowe looks to his left. A quick pass. Oh, almost intercepted, but it's caught by Westmoreland. He's got some positive yardage, and I think he's got first down yardage there. They will move the chains as he's brought down at the 43. Jaggervine and A.J. Moore, or Jaggervine in on that tackle, I believe.
He's just got too much time back there to pass because that play takes, you know, 2.5 seconds to develop.
I think Miller was a little too ambitious trying to intercept that. That was just way, you know, where he was standing. Twins right, single receiver left. Tailback on his left, ball on the left hash. He gives a handoff there, and he gets tackled, Bryce Frank. By, guess who, Will Campbell, tackle for loss, a 4-yard loss. And Campbell, you know, act like you've been there before, so no sass from him.
Yeah.
And, again, that's where the Pio defense has to keep its cool after making great plays. So make that, I'm calling it second and 13, they're calling it. 3:03 and counting. Twins right, single receiver left. Fakes a handoff, looks to his left. He's got a receiver. He dives. And they're saying he caught it. And that's close to first down yardage. It is first down yardage, it looks like, right now. Let's see. And they're moving the stick, so a diving catch there by Ismaili. Ismaili making his presence known here in the second half. Two big catches. And you know, that was a quick release there by Lowe. So Frank on Hunter's right. Trips right. No receivers left here. Ball on the left hash. First and 10. Time remaining is 2:28. Here's a snap. He gives it to Frank. Finds some hole up the middle. Gets more first down yardage and finally brought down by Elliot Miller, it looks like.
Break on the carry for another.
So great patience by Frank, waiting for the blocking to develop up the middle, and then
that was
fires his way up for probably a 15-yard gain. So now we're at the Pio 20-yard line here. 2:06 and counting in the third quarter. Ball on the left hash. Twins right, single receiver left. Frank on Lowe's right. Here's the snap. Lowe under some pressure. He's got Frank wide open in the flat. He's going to get first down yardage and then some. all the way to the pile, 3-yard line. So like a knife through butter, this Carthage O is creating some opportunities. I don't know how Frank got so far open. I know they spread the receivers out pretty far downfield. I thought Carthage got away on a hold on that, too.
I think he did,
on
too.
The right
I saw
side.
That.
I saw some good pressure coming.
Yeah, the ref just looked at him like, oh, well, Steven, it's my guy.
Yeah, so Twins left, single receiver right, first and 10. 128 counting. Frank on Lowe's right. Here's a snap. He's going to fake Frank over the middle. Incomplete pass. Great coverage there by Elliott Miller on Ismail. So clock will stop with 120 remaining. Second and goal from the 3. Pioneers leading 27-15 against Carthage. Can the Piles get another good stop here? Trips left, no receivers right. Tight end wing left. Frank on Lowe's right. Here's a snap. He gives it to Frank, and he gets met in the backfield.
Oh,
quite a loss of yardage there. Great job there. That was Riley Stubb, 92.
Brought down by Pfeiffer and Stubb.
Pfeiffer also in on that.
No gain on the play. It's third and goal.
Big play here, Don.
Sure is.
Less than a minute to go.
Big third and goal play, yep. And Carthage is huddling here. 16 seconds left on the play clock. They now come to the line. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field. Actually, Twin packages both sides. Empty backfield here for Lowe. He might run this. Flanker goes in motion. He flips it to Frank, and he's in for the touchdown. Bryce Frank, his first touchdown. And that will count as a touchdown pass for Lowe. It was a toss going across the middle. Frank came from the left flank. And a lot of good blocking for Frank to dive across. So it's back to a one-score game, Johnny, with 32 seconds left in the third quarter. 27-21. And that'll be Eli Schubert for the extra point. Hold snapper good. And so is the extra point. So with the score now, Carroll 27, Carthage 22. We'll be right back after this quick station identification here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Civic Media's live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And you can also find all the good local sports on the Civic Media app. I'll tell you what, we got ourselves a pressure cooker going on here, Don. Things have changed.
We sure do. Keon Miller back to receive. Ankowitz kicking off. Eric Ankowitz, a sophomore from Palos Heights, Illinois. And again, Carthage gets the momentum back, but they still trail by 5 to our beloved Piles. It's going to be a shallow kick. Miller's going to take it at the 1. He's going to his left. Finds some room on the left. Some good yardage there. Finally pushed out about the 34.
Nice run back.
Great special teams effort by the Piles. Leaving Josh Raby and company in decent position here to start a drive. And another important drive for our Pio offense. Following another Carthage touchdown. Again, Carthage has averaged less than 14 points a game. And with 26 seconds left in the third quarter, they put 22 points on the board. Trips right, ball on the left hash, single receiver left. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's a snap. Raby, quick pass to his left. He's got Eichstad there, positive yardage, and Eichstad voluntarily goes out of bounds. Probably could have got the first down yardage there, but he'll take the 8-yard gain. And the clock will continue to run, 16 seconds, and I think Carroll might be just happy enough to let this run out to end the quarter here and
switch sides.
Take some ownership of this, take some time off the clock and time away. But no, they start to huddle up here. 4 seconds left, trips right, single receiver left. They do get the snap off. Quick snap. He's got Eichstad for first down yardage at the 49. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Pioneers leading Carthage, but are now in Carthage territory. We'll be right back after this quick message with Pioneers leading Carthage 27-22. Anya, take it away.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Keller Field as we start the
here he goes.
Handoff to Marcus Johnson, and he gets first down yardage from the 49 all the way to the 30, the 49 of the Piles to the 36. Actually, 49 of Carthage to the 36 of Carthage. So a 13-yard gain right up the middle to the freshman, Marcus Johnson, the only running back to play today for the Piles here. Twins right, single receiver left, 14-41 and counting, first and 10. And it's to Johnson again up the middle, and he gets some positive yardage there, but Carthage puts the clamps on, holds him to a 2-yard gain there. So he stopped at the 34. Chris Gutierrez with another big tackle. He's having a good game today, Johnny. So Twins right, single receiver left, Johnson on Raby's right, tight end left, and Reed Breckheimer, tight end wing left, excuse me. Second and 8. Raby gets a snap. He's looking to his left. Now he's going downfield. No, he breaks out of
coverage.
He can run this. He's going to. No, he's still in the air. He's got an open guy. It's caught. Reed Breckheimer brought down at the 6-yard line. A great job by Raby.
And a flag.
And there's a late flag. Hopefully that'll be on Carthage. The first down should stand. Raby was really close to the line there, and he kind of hugged it, waiting for Breckheimer to get open. So let's see.
Oh no.
So the home cooking continues for an offensive interference against a player. Wasn't even in on the play, I don't think.
I don't know what show he's watching, but I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't even know. I guess Hill was on that side of the field. Maybe there was a pick play, but not much reaction from the Carroll sideline, so I'm assuming it's the correct call. So instead of a first and goal, it's now that's a long. They're marking all the way back to the original line of scrimmage to start the quarter, all the way to the 49. So you're looking at like
second and 18,
25 dude. Or something. So second and 18. Wow. 13-46 and counting here. Single receivers both sides, tight end wing right, Johnson on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Raby looking to his left, now goes back to his right. He's got Johnson with some blocking in front of him, but nowhere to go as he's met by a swarm of Firebirds. He even lost a yard on that play. So great response there by the Carthage defense. I like the idea of the call. Raby was looking downfield to Eichstad on the left, and then brought it to right. So Levy gets credit for the tackle there for the Firebirds.
Better do something special here.
Third and long. Trips left, single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's right, ball in the right hash. The 50-yard line, long way to go for the Pios. Here's a snap. Raby looks deep. He's going deep, and it's incomplete. Nobody there. He was looking for Sammy Muth, but Muth was still doing a fly pattern, not cutting it in. So luckily there was a – there's yet to be a turnover, Johnny.
Yeah, well, so, thank God, you know.
Very impressive stop there by Carthage, but a very, very questionable offensive interference call. It must have been a pick play or something.
I would say so. I just didn't see it, Don.
I didn't either. Wiles back to receive. Streveler with the punt.
Nice punt.
And it's a fair catch at the 9-yard line by Wiles. So great catch, or just before the 10 there.
You know, unfortunately, these Firebirds actually think they can win this game. This mojo has switched.
They're certainly making a strong case. And you know, a very positive play by Josh Raby, setting up Breckheimer. So, Bryce Lowe and company come back out for the Firebirds. And the freshman, Earl Jackson, comes in for, looks like Bryce Frank's a little hobbled there.